الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل، ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As we have been explaining, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala has given a great command which we should be conscious of, telling us that, oh, you have brought Iman, bring Iman. In other words, you claim you have brought Iman, you have brought Iman, bring the reality of Iman in you. This is exactly as the Bedouins told, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouins came and they say, we have brought Iman. Allah says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Don't yet make a claim of Iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Say, we have submitted. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Yes, when the reality of Iman will enter your heart, then you can make the claim that we have brought Iman. So the initial stage, what we are required of, is to bring Iman. That is, we accept. All the Imaniyat, normally for us as ordinary people, the seven basic things in Imani Mufassal. Aamantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi. We accept all that. And we make a qarar, we admit it with our tongue. We read it also. And not every time, but if anybody has to ask us, we say, yes, I believe in all these things. So that is tasdeequm bil qalb, that in our heart we accept it, we believe it. And tiqrarum bil lisan, and with our tongue we admit it. And with our actions we confirm what it. Our actions are also, that is then we are making our iman more and more stronger. The basic is that we accept it in our heart, in our minds, our thoughts. We accept all these things, that to believe in Allah, the final day, taqdeer, malaika, kitab, the revelation, all that we believe, then that person's iman is in place. And now it is the yaqeen, the conviction, how much conviction he has got. That will now depend how much a person will make effort on his iman, which Allah is saying here, aminu, that now make effort to get that full conviction. So that can be from 0%, not to 100, to unlimited percent. It's up to us how much we make. And according to the strength of our yaqeen, our conviction in the things that we believe in, things that we accept, that will become so much stronger all the time. And that will have an effect in every aspect of our life. And according to that will be our akhirat. Those who have just accepted iman, and they will eventually, if their actions don't confirm, they committed a lot of gunas because their yaqeen was very weak, then eventually they will, and they die in that condition where they do believe in Allah, all the things which are necessary, they will get salvation. They will finally go to Jannah, but if they are not forgiven, for how long in Jahannam is no one second. Just the thought of Jahannam, or just even the thought of the azab in the qabr, is beyond us. So we should make all the time effort, bring our iman properly. On that, very, very briefly, we try to explain on the seven points of iman. Aamantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala. And the last is wal ba'ath ba'd al maut. That today a little bit we'll try and discuss on that. The resurrection, to be resurrected again after death. That means after death we will be brought back to life. In other words, and that is inshallah, all of us we believe that when we have died, it's not the end, but it is the starting of the real life. Allah Ta'ala created us of two parts, our ruh and our body. the ruh came from Allah Ta'ala, alam alast, out of this realm where Allah had created our arwah. And then he presented himself to us and asked, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? That means your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer, your controller of all your affairs, and that finally you will return to me. There we saw it clearly. The lesson was taught to us, we understood the lesson, and we said, bala, we accept. Yes, that is what is the case. Then Allah made the body in the womb of the mother. And when the body was made in 4 months and 10 days about, then Allah put that ruh, whichever he was meant, which ruh, in which body. Now life came in that body that had no life. After 4 months and 10 days, life came in that. And usually when a woman goes for a checkup, they will ask her, you feel movements. Now the life has come, the movements of the baby, they should be there now after 4 months and 10 days. So for roughly about 5 months, that child now lives in the womb of the mother. It gets nourished also, everything happens there for about 5 months. Then we come in this world, and that same lesson that was taught to us there, now we are tested on it. There were no shops, no factories, no degrees, no nothing. We knew directly Allah is our sustainer. Now, yeah, Allah has tested us, he puts a shop in front of us. And he puts your degrees there. And he puts your all other forms of income. Now, do you still believe that Allah is the sustainer? Or now you believe my shop is my sustainer? There we saw that Allah is in control of everything. Now you get ill, yeah, Allah is testing us. Illness is also a test from Allah Ta'ala. That how are you going to respond? How are you going to react now? You're going to forget Allah, and your full yaqeen is doctors will give me shifa. Medicines will give me shifa. Operation will give me shifa. Now we are being tested with that, yeah. When we get married now. And in all marriages, there are ups and downs also. One Maulana, whenever he is to perform a nikah, he gives a blanket as a present. And then he said, all marriages have ups and downs, so keep it all under the blanket. Don't make a big noise and you cry, just keep it under the blanket. And some people say, some husband and wives, they fight under the blanket, kicking one another. So they kicking one another, they say that is only permitted for the senior citizens who have now lost all their strength and stamina and vigor, and they're trying to restart it again, kickstart it again. So they are allowed to kickstart. They can try, but otherwise, no kicking in the bed and under the blanket and all that. So anyway, so... So now Allah is testing us all, husband and wife, ups and downs will come. It's all a test from Allah. That how will you see? If your marriage is going smooth, are you going to say that I studied these books and I've got good character, that's why? Or it's Allah's fazl? If there are problems in your marriage, how are you going to react to that? It's a test from Allah. Nothing so big deal. We have to understand that it's a test. My wife is behaving very nicely. That is also a test. And she's behaving very, what we will call, she's rude, she's she doesn't listen to me, she does all the wrong things. That's also a test. How am I going to respect? وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. We made all of you one for another as a test. And in that, Allah is testing us, أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Will you make sabr? By sabr, yeah, is meant, will you keep firm to what Allah has commanded you in that condition? In good condition, لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتِكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. When good conditions come, don't say it's me, I know how to handle. And I to treat my wife well, that's why she's treating me well. No, it's only Allah's fazl. And if there are problems also, don't become despondent. Don't do the wrong things. If she is fighting with you, doesn't mean you must fight back with her. It's test is test to see whether you'll keep quiet, whether you'll control. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, any ups downs of the marriage, prostrate, he should go to the masjid. And there he should go and cry and make dua to Allah. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in the masjid, and he was like sad, despondent, he was sleeping. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yabna Turab, O son of the sand, you're lying on the sand. Yeah, Nabi alayhi wa sallam understood something's happening at home here. That all happened. So these are all tests from Allah to see. So all the time we are being tested. And now the result of this will come out, not in this dunya. If Allah wishes, for many sahaba, on various occasions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that ni'mat was something Allah gave you, mustajal, in advance Allah gave you. That, for example, a person made ibadat sincerely, only for Allah, middle of the night, tahajjud, somebody came to know about it. And then they praised that person. He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are all my sawabs lost? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Allah has given you a share, the commission of your ibadat in this world. Now people are praising you. You did it only for Allah's pleasure. But Allah made it that they came to know, and now they are praising you. But the actual reward is actually only in the akhirat. Yeah, what we are getting is a little bit of it, a little taste, a little bit of it. The real reward is in the akhirat. So now, yeah, we are being tested, and the real thing we have to keep in mind, all what we do, that what will be the result in the akhirat. Whatever I'm doing, that will ba'd al-maut, that I'll be resurrected, and there my report will come out. Many of us, we expect our reports in this dunya. While we're writing the exam, we expect the report to come out already. The examiner hasn't even marked the paper still. And then after that still, they recheck that paper again, and then the marks come out. Now we want the marks already now. We want the report. Report will come out in the akhirat. So all year it is that we have to work, and this is what is iman bil ghaib, that we don't work for immediate results. We working for results of the akhirat. If Allah shows some bit of it, even in the form of punishment in this world, whatever punishment, Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. You remember me, I am remembering you. In the fi'l mudari, in the Arabic language, there is present and future. So yeah, it is not the future, that if you remember you me, I will remember you. Our Shaykh says, it's impossible for Allah to forget any creation of His for any split moment. That no matter where, what is, that little ant right in the middle or bottom of the Himalaya mountain, Allah knows about it also. Wherever anything is, Allah is fully, fully aware of it. Allah doesn't have to open files. Allah doesn't have to press buttons, then the report comes up. It's all the time. Such is our Allah. He knows everything all the time. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion when he read the name of Allah, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Allah is the being of Jalal, majesty, awe, greatness of Allah. And Ikram, kindness, tolerance, kindness. Allah is that also. So he said, Ya Allah, show me how your quality of Dhul Ikram. That how you are kind, how you are merciful, how you do things for people, how you do it, show me. Allah said, O Musa, take your stick and hit on a certain rock. So he hit, the rock split into two parts. Allah said, hit again the one part, that split into two parts. Of that two parts, Allah said, hit again. He hit, it split again further. Right down in the crevices of that rock, there was a living ant. In solid rock, where according to our and all scientific research, where no oxygen goes, where can food reach there? Nothing. He, right in the crevices of the rock, he sees a living ant with a green, fresh leaf in its mouth. And on top of that, that ant was making the dhikr of Allah. Subhanalladhi may yarani. Right here in the crevice of a solid, solid rock, where no air can go, nothing can go, Allah is watching me here also. ويعرف مكاني. And Allah knows exactly where I'm staying also. And Allah Ta'ala is doing His courier delivery also. وَيَرْزُقُنِي, He sends me my rosy year also. And with a green leaf in its mouth. So Allah knows everything, it is everywhere. So here we are, that Allah is testing us that our rosy, how do we think that the factories are giving our roses? Or we should be eating from the trees, not from the factories. Eat the natural food from the trees and not from the factories, which in most cases all are contaminated and all the other additives and all the other things are added. Eat the natural food, whether it's from the farms or anything, while Allah is giving us our rosy. And we must turn solely to Allah Ta'ala. And so that is why we are in this dunya. And the result will come in the akhirah. Yeah, in this dunya, when Allah Ta'ala sends good conditions also, it is a favor, extra favor, fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, in the exam room, you don't expect the examiner to come and pat you on the back and say, tell you, you wrote a very good paper. But sometimes the examiner does it also. When he sees the paper and he sees you have written very well, mashallah, he praises you. But the actual is when the paper will be marked, and all that results will come out in the akhirah. So we have to have our yaqeen for akhirah. Yeah, in this world, when as Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, you remember me, I am remembering you. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained it. If we remember Allah with His obedience, Allah remembers us with His kindness and mercy. He gives us all ni'mat of His, He gives us. And if we remember Allah with disobedience of Allah, then Allah remembers us with remind us first. That some problems come in your life, it's not a problem. When the alarm clock rings in the morning, it's not an adab, it's a reminder, it's time for you to get up. So now when you are having some problems at work, problems in your marriage, it's a reminder from Allah. You did wrong, that's why this has come. Correct yourself. And if we correct ourselves, in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. You just do it for your own benefit. Wa in asa'tum, and if you don't, that's why this problem came. And you're still carrying on. And now you're making it worse. You blame, it's your problem. Allah send this punishment for you to correct you, a reminder. But you're blaming other people. And you're fighting with other people. Then you are going worse, then even more. Then Allah's azab comes. That's also a small azab, Allah says. So that you still can come back to your senses. And you can correct yourself. And if you don't and you persist till mort and you go from this world in that condition, then you get the big azab in the akhirah. So or that is how Allah reminds Allah is remembering us. So we remember Allah with His obedience. Allah remembers us with His kindness. And here in this dunya, whatever we get, that is just a bonus, just a commission. The real reward is we can't imagine what Allah will give and what Allah has got in store in the akhirah. So that yaqeen we must have. We must not be doing amal for the goodness of this dunya. Many of us, we feel that you do good deeds, then you will get goodness. Many, many people who are so pious, but what we call goodness, money, prosperity, living it up, they did not live like that at all till the end of their lives. They'll get everything in the akhirah. And the more it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that banda that was satisfied with me with little but rosy, then he was happy with that. I will give him so much more in the akhirah. And those who at our ibadat, we want rosy from dunya. We have taken it in advance. We want respect and honor in this dunya. We have taken it in advance. If it goes over the limit, it must not happen. Then there is nothing for us in the akhirah. If we are working for this dunya's sake, which Allah says, Man kana yuridu harthal akhira, man kana yuridu harthal nazid lahu, Allah, we will give you more. Woman kana yuridu harthal dunya, and who wants the returns in this dunya, nu'tihi minha, we will give him some of it. And not everything. Some of it will give. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. And he'll have no share in the Akhirah. So we must, everything what we do, don't expect, if it comes in this dunya, Allah's fazal. But we, Akhirah, for Akhirah. And Ba'ath Ba'ad's mawt. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair had explained that the fact of mawt, which nobody can deny. Whoever wants to deny it, he will also die. Everyone is going to die. The very fact of mawt is proof that this dunya is not our object. If this dunya was our object for which you work 24/7, you work day and night, you have do two and three jobs, you make all, you accumulate wealth, legal, illegal ways, you buy property, everything you are doing, if this was the object, then it does not make sense logically that after so much you must leave it all behind and you go away empty-handed for what you work so hard. This is proof that there is life after Akhirat and that you work for your Akhirat and that is where you are going to your Akhirat. So if we are working all the time and we're not even looking at the results for in this world, why aren't people respecting me? Why aren't people honoring me? Nothing of this world. Only for Akhirat, that is the real thing. They're there. And if we go through some conditions here, health conditions, financial problems, some arguments and fights we have, that also are small issues, must be side on the side, and they must be sorted out on the side also. Keep them under the blanket. Don't make them a big issue. Just keep them one side. The main issue is to prepare for Akhirat all the time. That is what a mu'min must keep in mind. That Akhirat is my object. And all the time this concern, which perhaps is not in our minds at all, that what will happen to me in the Akhirat? In the Qabr, how will I fare? Is my iman going to be in order in the Qabr or not? We are worried that my car must be right. I must get it serviced. I must get this done. I must renew my license. I must pay my water bill. All the things of this dunya that is working on our mind all the time. Everything must go right. My children are returning home. Allah bring them safe. They are going somewhere. Allah take them safe. Must make dua all that. But all those things are in our mind. But my children in the Akhirat, how will they be? What are they going to pass the test there? Am I going to pass the test in the Akhirat? And in that light, are we bringing up our children, teaching them Iman? Children, as we see, when you give them something, do they say Jazakallah? When they start eating, do they say Bismillah? It is all what is happening in the house. If the parents are saying Bismillah and are saying Inshallah, the children, it will be in them. The children are not what you teach them. The children is the environment of the house. What they see in the house, what is happening, that they will, that is what will come in them. My great-grandchild, about 4 years old, he was sitting with Fai Shaheen, his grandfather, and the crisp was in the wrapper, the crisp, and there were eyes on it. Immediately he said, ISIS. Eyes is referring. That this is not right. How come there are eyes here? So if we bring up the children like that, they understand. And the right thing was at that time, in front of the child, to have taken that wrapper, the crisp packet, and throw it away. So he sees, this is wrong. It can't be on the table. Once we were having breakfast at one person in Lanesia with our Shaykh Rahmatullahi, it wasn't arranged a breakfast, just suddenly he invited and it was accepted. So they brought all the cereal boxes also and they put it under the dasturkhan. On the boxes were also eyes and that. So Mir Sahib started with his pen and scratching out the eyes. So that is how we can't tolerate it. Money we count. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah used to count money. He should take extra care that the photo on the money to cover it. Put your finger on it when you don't, so that you don't see it. And even after that, still our eyes did fall. There was a mirror, there was a picture in our eyes that we make tawbah istighfar. But we don't think about it at all. We just accept it when we just carry on. So a person who has his akhirat in mind, live our life keeping akhirat in mind all the time. That person, his life will automatically get regulated. And all the 7 points of iman, which is basically for us as ordinary Muslims, they are all those things. If we do, that is our islah. That will be our reformation. If our iman on Allah is correct, reasonably correct, it will regulate our life. وَمَلَائِكَةِ If we have iman on the farishta, on everything, on any one point also, if our mind iman is reasonably correct, our lives get automatically corrected. We are regulated. So and one thing about akhirat, if I think that my life is the, we are advised, encouraged, sunnah to go to the Qabristan. Till today the Jews go on a Saturday particularly they go. Christians go particularly on a Sunday. For us, we should be going on a Friday. There are many people, the number in itself is mashallah a nice number, but compared to the ummah, it's hardly anything who go and visit the Qabristan and who go on a Friday to visit the Qabristan that day. And to go and visit the Qabristan is not to make isale sawab and not to make dua maghfirat for the marhumin. That we must do, and we can do from wherever we are. You don't have to go. It's not a bank that you have to go there. Now you can do your banking from wherever you are. From your phone you can do your banking, you can do your transfers, you can do from wherever you are. So even to transfer there, that banks only did it now. Before you had to wait for Monday morning, you had to go to the bank, wait in the queue and make your deposit and all that. Now you can do it even on a Sunday night, Sunday morning, anytime you can do your banking. Though your confirmation will still come on Monday. To confirmation and the transfer of the effect of the transfer, it will only still come on, it's not still done immediately. But a last transfer from before, wherever you are, and as soon as you made it, that is transferred already. So there, why we go to the Qabristan? What's the reason not to go and transfer, make sawab, and make dua and maghfirat, is to go and remind ourselves of mort. And when we see that qabr, how many qabrs there are, and then it reminds us, it's not my mansion that I have to be preparing back home. My double-story house, my how many bedroom, 12, 13 bedroom house, my what all amenities I've got in my house, this is what I have to be preparing. This is where I'm coming. There I'm temporary, 50, 60, 70 years that I'll be there. Yeah, I'm coming till the day of Qiyamah. This is my place where I'm going to stay. And I want a wonderful bed, a wonderful bathroom, a wonderful garden, my bedroom, everything I want the best. Yeah, I must be making just my best. Well, ba'ath ba'd al-maut, we should be thinking about that all the time. That is my... And a person who just comes into his life, when this comes into his life, his whole life changes. Now he's not hankering after dunya. Now he's not fighting with people, this court case, that court case. You didn't invite me to your son's wedding. You didn't do those things. All the time his worry is of akhirah. And a person who is blessed with that worry of akhirat. And let us think, we would like to think of ourselves as pious. Maybe other people think of us ourselves as pious, but we don't even think about akhirat. A person who doesn't, he's going on a journey. Tomorrow you're flying, you're going, you're checking your bags, you're checking your passport, everything is in order. COVID time, if you've got your vaccination card, all these things, a person worried about all that. I can be dying now. Let us read three times, Qulu Allah, our very good friend, mashallah, Mufti Muhammad Desai, today, suddenly, after Zohar Namaz, he passed away. Three times, Qulu Allah, inshallah. Qulu Allah, Allah, make isali sawab, pass the sawab, make dua of maghfirah. Allah gives the highest darajat, inshallah. What a wonderful mort. this morning's tafsir also he made. Last week he was with us in the Jalsa. And then Zohar Namaz and after Zohar. He passed away. So just about Zohar I remember. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was making, he should make Imamat himself. Zohar Namaz. And he was reading Surah Muzammil, which we can't imagine. And today the Imam reads Wad Duha is too long for us. It must be very short. Muzammil. And the amount of ulum that was coming in his chest, he had to cut short his namaz and go in ruku. He said, had I carried on, I think I should have died. My heart could not take it. It was so much. And after namaz, he sat and pondered, muraqabah, where was this coming from? Then he realized from his ustad, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullahi. This ulum was coming to him. So this is all that what comes in a person. Well, how Allah Ta'ala blesses a person and without any effort from your side. Just while making namaz, not making mutala or anything. And that ulum and the depths and the treasures of the Quran were just pouring into his heart. And his heart, we couldn't take it anymore. So anyway, so we have to be preparing for akhirat. Keep that in all our matters in mind, that akhirat is my object. Whatever I'm doing, what will be the result in akhirat? I'm smiling with somebody, if my mother, father, I'm smiling, what will be the akhirat? I'm smiling with another auntie, what will be the result in the akhirat? How I'm speaking to my wife, what will be the result in the akhirat? If that aqidah of ours come right of akhirat, reasonably, it will change our whole life. And we have to keep it in mind all the time and have that concern and worry that what will I be. Today we are worried here that we are going for a walima, any wedding function, anywhere. Then people must see which car I'm driving, how I'm dressed. The women are more particular worried that what shoes they are wearing and that nobody else must be wearing the shoes I'm wearing. Nobody must be wearing the scarf I got on. All those things we are worried. Those are, leave it for the kuffar. Ya'kulun, wa yatamatta'un. They eating, living like animals. Leave that to them. For us, it's our worry of akhirat, which is a reality, which nobody in the world can deny. No animal can deny, no kafir can deny, no professor can deny. Everyone is going to die. And that's your doorway to akhirat, where everything you will find, it is there. And how many ayat of the Quran Sharif that tell you that, yeah, it is what you were promised, yeah, it is now in front of you. What you were falsifying and disbelieving in, yeah, it's in front of you now. Everything is there. That is going to happen. So Allah give us aqidah, strong aqidah, all our aqidah, and about akhirat also. And that our object of life is not this dunya, but object is the akhirat. To prepare for akhirat. And for that, Allah has given us so many ways that we can prepare for akhirat. Once a person has got that aqidah, namaz becomes easy for him. For a person is old, he's still going to work. Why? I have to earn. All the time. How many other things we force ourselves? For dunya's sake we force. If that aqidah comes of akhirah, then a person, he'll go for namaz. He'll try and make it in jamaat. He'll try and read his Quran Sharif, his wazifas. He knows he's building his balance of akhirah. And he'll do it. And he'll be so careful not to make it known to anyone that it will get stolen then. In not stolen, I transferred it to somebody else's account. Like a person makes ghibat also, one of the most stupid sins that you earn, and you go and deposit in your opposition's account, in your enemy's account. Because when you make ghibat, your sawabs are transferred to other people. When you make ghibat, your sawabs are. When you make hasad, jealousy, you're putting a match to all your property. What you have earned, you are burning it out. So then automatically you will correct yourself. So Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for akhirat and this aqidah of akhirat. And think of all the seven aqidahs. And try and, there are very good kitabs also. Speak to your ulama and which kitab is reliable I can read. And read about it every day a little bit also. And keep our mind of our akhirat and prepare for that. It's more than enough for our Islam and for our Reformation.